There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Congress is playing election year politics instead of doing its job to secure the border. It's about to squander its best opportunity to pass real border security in order to avoid a government shutdown. Why? Because members of Congress believe shutting down the government will anger the American people more than allowing the Biden administration to continue admitting millions of illegal aliens into the country. We have heard from our friends that Republican leadership wants to pass a spending bill for the Homeland Security Department without including any of the provisions in H.R. 2 that will address the current crisis at the border. They're poised to give away their best bargaining chip to Senator Schumer and President Biden, allowing the administration to continue doing exactly what it wants, which is no good for the American people. Not only are Senator McConnell and Speaker Johnson set to give away their best opportunity to protect Americans like you and me from the onslaught of individuals entering our country illegally, they are potentially handing President Biden a victory on a silver platter. By not including real border security provisions in the funding bills, they allow President Biden to claim that the bipartisan Senate deal is the best solution since sliced bread to solving the border crisis. But we know the truth. This legislation would codify the Biden administration's catch-and-release policies, encourage asylum abuse, allow up to 5,000 illegal aliens to cross into the United States each and every day, and provide billions in taxpayer funding. The Homeland Security Department funding will run out on March 22nd, so time is critical, and we need your help right now. Please call your representative and your senators today at 202-244-3121 and tell them that the border security provisions in H.R. 2 offer real solutions and must be included in any funding bill considered by Congress. Also, tell them that the so-called bipartisan border security bill is packed full of weak measures that allow the Biden administration to continue to carry out its open borders agenda. Take friends to a district office and spend your lunch hour convincing them to do the right thing. Time is of the essence. Take back your power.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.